following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey guys, how are you doing? Pastor Jonathan coming to you. I head up a lot of the kids ministry here at the church, and we're right now working with a lot of the other youth ministries. We are getting together right now and figuring out a way where we can network and we can connect with all the families of Refuge. So we're going to be sending invites out to a new Facebook page that we're building, which is called the Refuge Family Network. And what it's going to be a page so that all updates from kids ministry into our preteen ministry, our junior high ministry, our high school ministry, our young adults, and really just generally the families as a whole, be able to log on to that one little page there and send videos. And we're able to connect just with each other as families and update each other with what's going on. So, you know, today, thinking about What is the message that I can bring? What is the message that is on the top of my mind? And what is going on? What's God revealing to me? And just kind of putting out there to think about. I was reminded of a passage in the Old Testament, a story in the Old Testament that kind of has a lot to do with what we're dealing with right now. And I don't want you to confuse this, but I want to go back to the 10 plagues in Egypt. There's a specific plague that I want to look at today. As we recognize the weight of what's going on, and it's so important that we recognize the weight of this, because there is a lot of hope and a lot of joy that's being put out there, which absolutely, absolutely laugh, sing, play, have a good time with your family. But we also need to recognize the weight of what's happening. This is something that I haven't experienced in my lifetime. I know that many other people haven't gone through this specific thing. 8 weeks of closure, of being kind of locked down and being told not to move about. This is a very significant time for us as a country, really us as a world. This is a historic event, and we need to really recognize the weight of what this is, because we can really feel it. I want to go to this passage. It's Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 through 23. Just a quick recap. If you remember the story, it's Moses in Egypt, and he's getting the people out of there. And again, God is sending plague after plague or problem after problem into Egypt. And there's the ninth plague, and it's this plague that is sent into Egypt that I think has a specific phrasing or verbiage in it that I think really applies a lot to maybe what we're feeling right now. And it's this. Let me go ahead and read. It says this, verse 21, "Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hands towards the heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt." And this is the sentence, the phrasing that's key to lock in on and think about for a second. "Darkness which may be felt." A darkness that can be felt. Now, I don't know exactly what was going on back then or what that looked like, but that phrase right there, I think it's something that we can all relate with. No, it's not a physical darkness that's taking place around us like back then, but I can guarantee that amongst the trying to have a good time, the smiles, the laughs, the jokes internally of every single father, mother, and even with your children, there's a certain feeling in there, and I want to speak to that feeling, that deep feeling that you're holding, and it's that feeling of that weight. Things are closed. We can't be with family members. We can't be connected to each other directly one-on-one. Things as simple that we take for granted, like hugs, high fives, hellos, cups of coffee, those have been taken from us. And there's a weight there. There's a feeling there. We need to remember that feeling. We need to understand that feeling. We need to give thanks for the things that we have. And it's only during the times that we don't have them do we actually finally recognize the joy it is of what we do have and the incredible blessings that God has given us in life. But thinking about that feeling, that weight of darkness, it's something that could be felt. I share that with you. All of the pastors here share that weight with you. We feel that. We feel that for every single one of the family members of our church. We feel it for every single one of the kids. We feel it for the youth. We're here with you, feeling that weight with you. Goes on to say this, "Then Moses stretched out his hands towards the heaven, and there was a thick darkness all over the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from their place for 3 days. We have a lot longer than 3 days. I wish it was only 3 days here. But listen to this. I love this phrase because this is what brings hope. And this is my focus for today. And just a chat, a thought, something for us to think about. But all the children of Israel, all the children of God, the children of light, had light in their dwelling. It was a time of darkness where the darkness was so heavy it could be felt. It was a very, very, very dark time. We are going through an unprecedented time right now, something that has not happened, at least as long as I've been alive or what I remember. I think the Spanish flu, 1918, you know, obviously 100 years ago, 102 years ago. But we're going through a time right now that this is a historic event. Life will be different after this event. But there's a truth that will remain the same regardless of whatever things happen on the outside, no matter how dark it gets on the outside. I think the message of Christ and the message of God to us is, what does it matter if there is a storm? Because the light is supposed to be within you. The hope is only found in the Lord, communicated through His Spirit, that remember, we are the temple of His Spirit. We are the dwelling place of His light. That is where the light is at. It may feel dark on the outside, but remember, for those that are in the Lord, the light is within you. It is deep within you. It's within your inmost being, as Jesus would say. Beyond that, thinking about this, though there was darkness everywhere, it was within the dwellings of the home of the people of God. Guess where you're at right now? Guess where you're going to spend a lot of time? It's an unprecedented time, very difficult time. But in every single storm cloud, there's a silver lining. There's always a chance for an opportunity. I guarantee you will never have a time like this in your life. Think about that. Yes, finances are stressful. Yes, it's difficult because some people may not know how they're going to pay certain bills. Right? It may be hard because you're running around with kids in the house and it's hard to kind of grab your sanity a little bit because you're not used to it. But hear me out. Not for 1 minute. Do not take advantage or not take advantage of this time. You will never have a time like this foreseeably again in your life where you have a time to be, you are mandatory restricted from all the distractions. Spend time with your family. Be the light. Let the light of God dwell not just within you. Let it fill your house. Be people who sing, who dance, who play, who enjoy the very, just the luxuries that we do have while we have right now. The time that we have together. Enjoy the fact that we have a government who's trying to work on this problem. Thank them. Pray for them. Give thanks to God for people who are diligently going to work and those in the medical field that are solving this problem. Give glory and thanks to God. And remember that when the times are the darkest, that's when it's time to be as bright as you can possibly be. And that only comes from deep, deep, deep within inside of you. As Jesus would say, the eyes are the lamp unto the body. And if His light is within you, that is a very, very great light. As you look out there, may you be filled with the light of Christ, be filled with the light of who God is, be people of joy, be people of peace, reach out to your neighbor. Last but not least, if you have kids, kids feel situations. You may be trying to distract them. Guess what? They know what's going on. They feel it. They feel it. That's how they communicate. On our Refuge Family Kids Facebook page, we have a bedtime story for them that is very much about darkness and about light. And you can click on that and you can take a look at it. Just go to Refuge Family Kids on our Facebook page. Good bedtime stories. And we're going to be updating that, trying to just remind the kids about the truth of God during these times. May God bless you, may He keep you, and may He have His face just shine upon you. All right. We love you guys. Let me go ahead and pray. Lord, I thank you for just everybody who's out there today. as the times are dark, as the time is heavy, may we remember that your burden, Lord, like your yoke, Father, your yoke is light, Father God. And light, it's not heavy, Lord. It doesn't matter what happens to us. It doesn't matter where we're at, that within our own minds and our hearts, that is the dwelling place of you and the dwelling place of your light in your name. Amen. All right, guys. We'll see you around.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.